Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, welcome to another Spirit Connection podcast. This is Doug Addison, Enlight Connection. I hope you're having a wonderful year. I can't believe we're moving towards the end of the year. We're gearing up for the new year. And you know, people, even though it's still a little bit early, we have some time, people are making New Year's resolutions. Well, I want to encourage you to make a New Year's revolution. And that is where you absolutely make some changes to your life and that you pull together the things that God has for you. And I believe we're stepping into a time right now where God has messages He's given us. He's given you a message. And we are in a divine season to be able to get those messages out to the world. And of course, I've released a lot on that with my, you know, I've got a small book on Write Your Book Now, and then Write a Book Quickly, and then an online course on how to write a book. And then so many people are doing it now. I have on the broadcast today someone who's going to really encourage you because she's written a new book and she has a ministry and a business, her and her husband. Her name is Mimica Cooney, and I've been on her podcast, and Mimica had just wrote a book. I'll just let her tell you. I'm going to have her introduce herself here. Well, welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, hi, Doug and friends. I'm so excited to be here. Can you tell? I'm a total fangirl. I've listened to every one of your podcasts, and I know every day I'm always searching for great content and encouragement. And I just want to say thank you publicly for what you do in your ministry, because it really has helped me throughout the years to really get through some dark times. You know, those hope deferred areas. I know lots of us could probably think of those moments we've had, but your ministry has really helped to encourage me too. So I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your ministry, your business, what you do.
Yeah, sure. Well, I come from a business and marketing background. My husband and I both have been in online marketing for 20 years. And I've always had a heart for sharing stories, encouraging people. I've also have a photography and video production background. So for me, it's all about finding that story and sharing this with people. And really what I've found over the years is in my business and ministry is there are a lot of people who have untold stories. And we know what the word says about testimony. There's power in our testimony. When you start to share it, it really breaks people out of prison and out of dark places. And I think we are really, as you said earlier, we are entering a season where God is really going to be releasing what He's destined us to share. And a lot of it is about sharing what we've come through, those moments, those lessons we've learned. Because you know, we're talking about this before we hit record. We love to learn stuff and then turn around and teach it, because that's the way it should be in the kingdom,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, I'm excited. And you've just released a new book I endorsed. So tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks for that. And so I'm so excited about this one. This was one of those, I had some other ideas. You know how God works. We have ideas, and then He says, okay, well, no, hang on. Before you do that, I need you to do this. So what the book is, it's called How to Build Your Author Platform with a Purpose, Marketing Strategies for Writers. And what I did is I took a lot of my experience in online marketing and put it in a very easy-to-format, understandable system. If you are called to write, or you already have published books, or you're dreaming of publishing a book, I really believe to have the call of scribe over your lives. I mean, just think of the Bible. Like, we wouldn't have the word we have today if somebody didn't take the time to actually scribe and take down these notes and really put down on paper what God is sharing. So I really have a really big belief that a lot of us have been destined to write books, but maybe marketing isn't your jam or technology is a little bit of a challenge. So this book is really really an easy to read step-by-step process that will help you build a platform. Now, I have to mention a little bit about the word platform. We're not talking about platform heels or platform beds. You do a Google search and that's what sometimes comes up. If you are interested in publishing or you already have published, you will know about the concept in publishing called a platform. Now, really, what are we talking about? You have a platform, Doug. You're on online. You're on Facebook. You have your podcast. You have Instagram. You know, we all reach people. And having a platform means that you have a method of ways of people to find you. So if you are writing a book, I can tell you now, even if you want to go the traditional publishing route, now I know you and I have both self-published books, especially our recent ones, and I'm sure you could probably explain to people why you did that for your reasons, but the reason why I believe now is the best time to publish a book is self-publishing and the publishing industry has never been so easy to access. The bars have been lowered that you can really get your book out there, you know, very quickly if you need to. And having a platform is a way for you to reach those readers. So I always say, even in the book, I mention how publishers don't like invisible authors. Now, I don't know about you, Doug. Have you found you talk to a lot of authors who perhaps love to write, stay in their writing closet and never have to speak to people?
That's exactly right. And first of all, that was the best description of a platform I've ever heard.
Oh, good.
And,
I'm glad.
And just, you know, the simplicity of it. But it's so true, you know, because when I help people to write, I tell people to take a look at, all right, what are you already producing? You know, and for you, you're already producing a podcast, you're already producing a blog, you know, you're out there. So pulling it together in a book is okay. But maybe you're a speaker, maybe you're a pastor or a Bible study teacher or a business person. And so that's where you can pull upon what you already have. And so that's what we'll be talking about a little bit here. But also, I'm just really impressed with how you pulled this together in the book in what would normally take people. Honestly, I had to do a lot of internet training. My whole background is high tech, so it wasn't all that hard for me. But I did have to go from the switch when I went from that public speaker as an itinerant minister. And I made the jump from an itinerant minister to an online, I call it stay-at-home prophet, you know. When I made that jump, it was hard for me, and I had to really think about it. I had to do some training here and there. But in your book, I said this to you, that is one of the best books I've seen, is where you pulled it all together in one space for people.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for that. Yes, and that's the whole idea, is right. I've spent, I would say, $200,000 plus over the years. Don't let my husband hear that. No, he knows. Yeah. I'm just joking. But I've spent so much time on being a course junkie and just absorbing and learning. And because both him and I are in marketing, we're always testing and trying things. And I always like to think of the stuff that I do as like a guinea pig. I'm going to test and try things. And once I know something works, I'll then go and teach my students or my work with clients and help them do that. And you mentioned something earlier as well, which I think is important, is you don't necessarily, when we talk about being an author, being an author and having a book is one of the best business cards you can have. Even as a minister, I guarantee you, if you want to be getting onto a stage to share your testimony, to teach, to build a business, having a book is the best way to get your foot in the door, especially for subject matter experts. Like if you are really, you have a lot of knowledge, you want to put it together in a book format, it's so easy to be able to get yourself introduced when you say, hey, I'm an author, would you like a copy of my book? So even if you are in the ministry, a great way to, is forming an introduction is having a book. So that's why I'm so like gung-ho passionate about this whole subject. And it doesn't have to be a very long and painful process. Because I don't know about you, Doug. Tell us a little bit about how long it took to write your first book.
Oh, my goodness. That's part of I do stand-up comedy as a means of communicating. And I have a whole stand-up routine on how difficult it was, you know, for me. I got the outline right away. You know, I was awakened at 5 a.m. with the audible voice of an angel and said, get up and write. And some people say, oh, that was easy. I'm so glad you got that. But you know what? It's like Noah. When he got the outline for the ark, you still have to swing the hammer. You still have to do the work. And it's even harder when you get, you know, when you get something direct from the Lord. So I spent 3 years convincing myself I didn't know how to write. And I developed the outline for my first book and took me 3 years to write it. But then when I finally wrote it, I wrote it in 30 days. I kid you not. I don't recommend this. You know, that's all I did.
Stressful.
Yeah, it was. But once I understood this and I learned how to work with what, you know, what I have, and I've had a lot of, you know, learning disabilities and different things, but I just use those as my abilities now. But it did take a while for me to do that.
Yeah, and you find your groove, like, depending on how easy it is. Like, for me, this is my fifth book. My first two books were written in a traditional publishing system for photographers and teaching marketing. But the last three I've done have been self-published. And the third book, which is Warrior to Warrior, A Mother's Journey from Fear to Faith, is a Christian living. It's basically my testimony. And I can tell you, that book was so painful. And I always say to people, writing a book is like having a baby. It's all exciting at the beginning, and then the nausea sets in, and then like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And then it gets heavy, and then you have that painful push of the birthing process, yeah. Itself. And then once it's done, you're like, oh, yay, let's do it all again. Kind of forget about the pain. But what it is as you grow, and that's what I say to people is, your books are your assets. They never expire unless you decide to take them off the market. But what I love about books is that you can create it and write it now, and it'll be paying you dividends, building your platform. It'll be making you money. Like right now, my books that I wrote 18 months ago are doing better now than they did when I first published them. And I think that's one thing we want to mention is when you have this idea of publishing a book, a lot of us, especially in the Christian space, get stuck on the idea of this one book and maybe we lament about it for years. And I really think God's got more for you. I think if you know God's calling you to write something, he's not going to stop with one book, which is why I feel you need to take the action now to actually get it done. So this book that we're talking about, the How to Build Your Author Platform with a Purpose, actually it all came from audio transcripts. Here's the cover here. All of this was basically taken from either interviews I did, video trainings I did, because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go through this process of staring at a blank screen like I did for the first book. So I was like, how can I make this easy? And, you know, with the Holy Spirit's help, pulled in all the information, sent it off to be transcribed, and really the hardest part was the editing and, you know, putting things in order. And once I had something to work with, it was like, oh, that wasn't so bad. So if writing isn't necessarily your strength, speak it. Have it transcribed. Put it out there and then have someone like an editor or a proofreader help you. So
yeah,
there are ways and means around it.
Exactly. You know, as a writer, I actually write now. And my first book was hard. That was back in 2005, I believe, when I finally wrote it. But since then, I've actually trained and become more of a writer. But then what happened to me is I got stuck in perfectionism. And I wasn't producing anything, even though I was writing every day. And it wasn't writing much at all. And finally, the Lord said to me, I remember a friend of mine who's not even a writer. Suddenly, he went through a season where he started producing a book a month. And I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow.
And he's not even a writer. And he just went through this about 6 to 8 months where he pushed out a whole bunch of stuff. And I read them. And I said, well, those are transcribed books. I can tell. And I never did like transcribed books for some reason. I guess it was my pride or something in me. The Lord said to me, at least he's getting his messages out to the world.
That's the thing, is we've got to get over ourselves.
Yeah.
We just have to get over ourselves because, you know, it's not about us.
Right. And so as a speaker, he was taking his podcasts and he was producing them into books. And that was a season for him. He's not in that right now. But that spurred me. And a couple of my books I have right now that are from the transcribed things, some of my webinars and things like that, and a lot of the online stuff. So I have a combination where I still write one every year in some form, even if it's small or prophetic words, I still do all that. But I put out a book that's transcribed and I have a team, you know, around me. I've developed that. Now you don't have to have that, by the way. Don't think you got to be up here. You know, when people launch out, they start comparing themselves to someone who's been in the industry a while. Like they might look at your podcast or mine or my website. And I said, don't do that. You know, just start where you are right now. The Lord loves humble beginnings. He'll bless those humble beginnings. How'd you start out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, I've always loved writing as a kid, but the whole process of sitting down and gluing my thumb to the seat was really hard. So, but there are parts where sometimes it's like the whole, you have either the writer's flow or the writer's block. You just have this idea, like in the shower, you're driving. And what I would do is I would just do voice to text. Like I would send myself an email because I was thinking, just like you, I've had to give up my membership to Control Freaks and Perfectionism Anonymous. A while ago, God's like, you just need to get over yourself. Done is better than perfect. So even though sometimes things hurt my eyeballs, and I'm like, can't I just like a little? And he's like, no, let it go. Done is better than perfect. And because what happens then is the message gets out, and then you realize you can't take credit for it because, you know, especially when you're doing something with the Lord, there's certain things that have to be done in a certain time. And if you miss the window, it becomes much harder because, you know, talk about the grace. When you have the grace for that, that author you're talking about, he had the grace to get the content out for that season. And sometimes that works. Some days it doesn't flow. But when you know you have an idea and you feel the Holy Spirit's prompting you to do that, you just need to capture it. Doesn't matter how it's done. And, you know, being an author and a writer, it doesn't matter how you put your information out there. Now, of course, transcriptions, I would not advise just throwing them out there. You still have to write what I call the connecting pieces. So even though I'll have a piece of content for a chapter, I still need to write to sort of pad it and to make it sound like my style. And I have to take out all the ums and the ways we talk. So at the end of the day, it's not about perfection. It's about getting that idea out. And once you create that habit and that routine, like now I know I've got my software. I know I have my own routine and ways of doing things. Like when I write better, like I can always go to a coffee shop. The smell of coffee makes me feel very creative. So whatever is your
Amen.
Thing, you just need to find that, you know, find your groove.
That's what my first breakthrough was when the Lord told me, he says, you need to combine fun with what you do and with writing. And because I would go to a writer's retreat or I'd go, the last place you want to go is a library because then you'll look at all these books, think, well, you don't need one more book.
Pressure.
And so I went to Starbucks for those 30 days. I just really pressed in and went there. But you can pull things together. And the other piece of it though is not just the writing part, but is how to get your message out to the world. And the internet right now is such a powerful tool for that. I believe that, like when Jesus came the first time, the gospel said that the fullness of time had come. And you think about it, the Romans had, you know, everything looked evil at the time Jesus came, but the Romans, they built roads all over the world, you know, over the known world, and they had also one language, Greek. And the Lord said, you know, it's very similar today. The internet has created the superhighways. And the internet is also a one language. I'm popular all over the world. I don't even transcribe into different language, a couple of them. But because of the internet, we have the one language. We have the roads to reach the world right now.
Exactly. And it's amazing. I mean, I think I can give you an example. When I started my podcast, now I come from a TV production background back in the days of VHS and Hairspray. Like, okay, we're talking about the early 90s.
Right.
So I've been in, and then as the sort of the era of digital came out, I also was a professional photographer and I learned how to take photos in the darkroom. So can you imagine when digital technology became available? It's like, whoa, you know, off the folk singer, like, wow, it's totally revolutionized things. The same thing about, you know, book publishing and marketing online. You can now reach people with the click of a button. When I started this podcast, I had to pay $350 per episode to have this service provided of this company that would take, like what we're doing now, my feed and the guest feed and combine them into a live format as a show. And, of course, at $350, that doesn't last very long because I'd realized that was not sustainable. But now we have the likes of Facebook Live video or Insta stories. I mean, you literally can, in the palm of your hand with your cell phone, put yourself out there, you know, spread your message and start talking about it. You don't need a script. You don't need a video production crew or fancy lighting. You just need to take those steps. And sometimes for someone who's used to hiding in their writing closet,
yeah,
we know you. We see you and hear you. We know you're feeling a little like, oh my gosh. It doesn't have to be huge. I always say, start with baby steps. Start with what you have and start putting a message out there. And it's when you start to connect with people, you start to create that relationship because that's really what it is. It's social. Social media is social. People want to know, get to know you, get to like you and trust you. So when you have something of value, they're going to listen. And that's really the foundation of building your platform is on relationship. It's on authenticity. It's being yourself. It's not about, you know, trying to put on a veneer of being perfect because no one arrives being perfect. You need to try. And I mean, I even as an example, when I look at my first book and some of the videos and podcasts, I was like, oh my gosh, did I seriously put that out? But that's the way we learn, right? I look at my YouTube channel back when I started about 8 years ago and I'm like horrified when I look at some of the things I did. But you know what? It still helped people. So if we just keep that in mind that what we have to say matters because your message really does matter. I mean, you talk about it, Doug, where we have this this billion soul harvest that's coming. There is going to be such a huge need and hunger for good, really Christian-based content. Because I don't know if you've recently done an internet search or on Amazon and to see what the most popular books are. I'm horrified at the content and what is available on there. Because if we complain about what Hollywood and the movies that they're creating, very demonic, very dark, very sort of, you know, not the stuff that I'm happy for my kids to see. It comes back from what's written, and a lot of books, a lot of movies are made from books. So if we think that the enemy is working overtime to get that kind of content out, we have the clarion call to step up, to share our message, and to put those messages of light out there so we can really start infiltrating the world with God's word and what he wants to say.
I believe it. Amen. I love that. Well, you know, let's talk for a minute about just some of your other roles, because, you know, your book is about, it says it's for writers, but it's for people who, anyone who has a story. I believe that we all have that ability to get that story out there. And some people might not think that they have time or whatever, but here you are. You know, you've won some awards even, and you got a podcast, and you're doing stuff, but you're a mom and you're a wife. You have all these different roles. So anything you can say to people who are really busy already, and one more thing is just maybe too much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, is you don't have to put your life on hold. Like, I've had a very interesting few years where, even in the book that I wrote, The Warrior to Warrior On, which is my testimony one, the very painful book to write, was, you know, painful because it was the process I was going through. It was really based on my story of my teenage son was suicidal and severely depressed and, you know, dealing with anxiety. And the whole process, and at the same time, during that stage, I had my mother-in-law who passed away from cancer. So it was really a faith-rocking moment in my life where I felt, I'm not being very useful. I had to shut down my business. I literally didn't have any more to give. And for a whole year, all I did was spend my I didn't do any work. I literally forced myself to be a stay-at-home mom, even though I know that's not my ultimate calling. Laundry and dishes are like, but we do what we're in the season we're in. We just, you know, graciously accept what we need to do in that season. And during that period, I actually wrote the book. So even though I felt like I hadn't achieved anything, or I felt I was totally useless and I'd have lots of days where I cried my eyes out, it's in those dark places and those moments of the valley that the Lord really spoke to me, did a huge amount of inner healing. And through that process, I was always documenting things in my diary. I love to journal all the time. So I look back at what I had gone through, and the Lord said, I want you to turn this into a book. And I was like, you say what? You want me to share that? That's like scary. Yeah. But now I look at it and I think it just started with 200 words a day, and I had a little Excel spreadsheet. Okay, let me see if I can write 200 words. Then next week was 400 words. Then it was 1,000 words. And eventually, once I got the sort of muscle, the writing muscle exercise, it got quicker. I was able to get my thoughts out easier. And it's the same as using online media. If you're a little scared of doing video, the best thing you can do is just start doing little bits, even if it's a minute. Like, maybe nobody listens to you the first time. That's fine. But you're kind of exercising that muscle. You're just using what you have and using the tools that you have available. So use what you have on your phone, like whichever way it is, it's easiest for you to get your message out, whether it's voice to text or whether it's making notes in Evernote or, you know, recording things in audio. Whichever way that you find works best for you is just where you need to start, as long as you start with baby steps.
Yeah, exactly. I've actually gone through seasons of my life. I write everything out because I journal every day as well. I journal my dreams and how God's speaking to me. Several years ago, though, when I went to write my second published book, I've published three times with publishers, and I do self-publishing over 10. And when I went to write my second book, it was called Understand Your Dreams Now, Spiritual Dream Interpretation. I actually started using the voice-to-text programs and things like that, and it's pretty rough. You know, if you're not used to it, it's not automatic, and don't get mad at the program because it's not magical, but it gets stuff out of you and onto the computer, and that's what you want to do, is get that message that only you have. You're the only one who can get this out and get that onto the computer, get it onto paper. If you're not computer literate, I know people who just record their stories. I've just recently been coaching someone. I said, you know what you need to do, because you have an amazing story. She helps millions, people everywhere, all over the world, with getting a breakthrough through being blocked creatively. And she can speak in a small group. You know, she does these small groups. I said, just record those things. You know, don't even make them a finished product and get someone to transcribe them. And because what you do sets people free, but your roadblock is you want to get through your roadblock, and that is getting that, you know, onto to paper or whatever. So for me, it depends on the season of my life. Sometimes I'll use voice to text. Right now it's a little harder because, I'm a Mac user, and I used Dragon Dictate for a number of years, and the newest version of Mac, suddenly they stopped supporting Dragon Dictate. And I mean, I was an advanced 10-year user of this thing where I could do punctuations. I just had it flowing, and I never had to really touch anything. And so I'm now actually struggling because my voice to text has been taken out, and there's other things, you know. But I'm not going to let that hold me back. Do not let the enemy get a foothold on holding back those messages or getting them down. I've never stopped speaking. I never stopped writing. I never stopped creating. That's the key. It's not so much quantity and even quality. It's just getting it. Yeah. And whatever season you're in right now, maybe it's a baby steps or whatever it might be. But I really think that God has something for you. I think everyone right now, I believe that the Lord is going to do something new in your life. And just like he did with Mimica, she walked through this season. I mean, how good is that? You walk through a terrible season and you get to redeem it to help others. You get to write a book. You get to redeem that season. And whether you want to write or produce courses or whatever, whether you want to do that for money, which is fine, or you want to get your message to help people, or both, you know, why not? What I say is don't be discouraged by humble beginnings. I tell you, I want you to get a hold of, buy, download, whatever you want to do on Mimica's book. And go through this book because she has like a workbook style in it. You know, it's got some questions and it's got some exercises you could do. It's not a workbook, but it's a book with a purpose. It's a coaching manual to be able to walk you through how to get that message, or once you get it, how to get it out to the world. So tell us again your book and how your website and how to get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah, sure. So the book we're talking about is How to Build Your Author Platform with a Purpose, Marketing Strategies for Writers. And it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the good bookstores. You can get an ebook or a paperback or a hard copy. I'm actually also working on an audiobook.
All right.
Because, you know, I love to talk, but audiobooks are the next hot thing. This is something I want to mention as well, that even if you write a book, you can hire someone to do the voiceover. And right now, they've actually projected this for the next year in 2020, that audiobooks are actually becoming far more popular than the paperbacks. And I'm speaking to a lot of authors in the space, and a lot of them are actually making a lot more money from audiobooks. So just think about how you create this idea for a book. All the formats that are available out there, you can go and make it available in all types of formats, because you could reach somebody in India or Singapore or South Africa, where I'm from. And that's the idea when you start to think of how far and wide your content can go. It's just a matter of you putting it out there, doing what you can. And here's some other places you can go if you need help with, say, for instance, editing. There's a website called Fiverr, as in Fiverr.com. You can hire someone to edit it for you, to transcribe it for you. There are a very inexpensive ways of doing things, to do a book cover for you. If you want more of a format and a style, you can come and find. I actually have a course on the process called SelfPublishingMastermind.com. We have that information there. And then also the checklist you mentioned that goes with the book. If you go to mimicacooney.com/platform, you
will actually spell that, please.
Yes, the spelling. So it's M-I-M-I-K-A, and that's M for mother. So M-I-M-I-K-A-C-O-O-N-E-Y.com. So mimicacooney.com /platform will get you the checklist. But my website, I have a lot of free resources like my podcast, other freebies that are available for you if you want to download them. And I'm always putting out information and things on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll always find me online there. So I'd love to connect with your audience, and if they find me online, and let me know that they found me on your show. That would be awesome.
Yeah, all right. Well, I just want everyone to get that material as well. And my team wanted me to mention the fact that we're offering a free mini course right now. It's called 5 Tips. Anyone can write a book. So DougEdison.com/5 Tips if you want to see that. But I recommend just buying Mimica's stuff, downloading your checklist. I endorse the book because it was probably the most powerful and practical, or she pulled it together, book on platform development that I've ever read. And I'm really proud of you and all that you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's huge coming from you.
Well, okay. All right, everybody. Doug Edison here. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Edison. Connect with him online at dougedison.com.